We are continuing our shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are daf Pei Hei 85. And since we just had started the new parak, we're going to start over again, just from the beginning, just to give it a davar shalom. So again, from the beginning parak, olam atikun nikra brudim ve'atzilut. So again, after now we've surpassed the and gone through the shvira, now we have to go and rectify everything that was broken. So he says as follows. This should be the title: Tikun olam anikudim hu alidei shema chadash yatzar be'et tikun. So let me just give you a quick overview of what's going on here. So as we spoke about, we had the Asara Nikudim that came out, the Asara Svirot that came out from the Enaim of Adam Kadmon. And as we saw, they broke one after the other, one after the other. Now, we're in the position where they're all lying in the lower worlds called Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Our job now is to do the Aliyat Man. Well, our job, really, it was before we were created, before Adam Arishon was created, already the job was to bring up these Shivrei Kelim, these shattered vessels, back into the world of Atzilut. And then, what was done at that particular time, and what we are constantly doing still to this day, is that we take two extra forces called Ma and Ben, and by using these two extra forces combined with what was lifted up from the world of Bri Yetziasia, all these Shadow Kalim, as we lift them up and bring them back into the world of Atzilut, we are Mishtatef. We bring together these two strengths called Ma Uben, mix them together with the Shivrei Kelim, and that comes out to what we have, which is called the Panim Chadashot, something new called Patsuf, which we did not have in the period of leading up to the Shvira, and obviously at the Shvira we did not have this concept of Patsuf. Now I have to mention, Agav, that Hagam, that the Ariza does mention this concept of Paltzuf all over, even at the beginning of the Sefer, even in Shah, Igulim V'Yosher, even before we even started the concept of Shvira, the Paltzufim were already mentioned. That is Al Shem Atid. That is just, he is preempting the concept of Paltzuf, but of course there's no Paltzuf in there, Begiloy. We did mention Rav Izri Megronada, the Rebbe of the Ramban, and others that do mention that Patuf did exist actually at the beginning of all creation, but only in a form of Koach, not Bepoel. Okay. Now saying that, as we are being Meshtatev Koach Rama with the Koach of Ben, together with the Shivrei Kelim, that's going to create, as we say, the Patsuf. So now let's start. Ot Lamidvav. Ve'atza tzirichim anu livayir ofen etikun ha'shiv ha'malachim b'shem ben. We know that the Shiva Malachim actually came from the Shem Ben, as we mentioned many times. Actually, to be more specific, we call the Malchiyot de Ben, because they were the Malachim, the Zayin Malachim that we find in Sof Parshas Vayishlach, Zayin Malachim, the Edom that died, Shemetu. And they, Pi Kabbalah, the way that Ariza explains to us, they're actually Malchiyot de Ben. That's what they're called. So we have the Malchiyot de Ben together with the Teisha Sfirot of Ben, Teisha Sfirot de Elyonim de Ben. That's one of the Kochot that come to Mishtatev. And also the Asara Sfirot of Ma, and the Hashlam of the Ben will come to Ben and Mitakin. I hope that's clear. Umihu, הכוח המתקנים, תקנם, כאשר הם חוזרים ועולים שוב אל עולם הצילות. Where is that done? The venue is when it's all in the world of הצילות. ולזה צריך אמנו לזכור מה שכתוב לאל, כי עולם הניקודים שבו הייתה השבירה היה... כי עולם הניקודים שבו הייתה השבירה היה משם בן דאק. So again, I repeat. We have to remind us of what we said earlier on. Because we know, the original Shvira happened because of the Ben De'ak wasn't sufficiently enough, strong enough to make up the oil, and it broke. But it was again the Ben De'ak. Olam terem shibyanu inin mad de'ak manyano. But first of all, we have to be makdim the inin of ma. Vuhu. כי בשעת התיקון שוב מתעוררת הבחינות התחתונים שבפנים הדאק את זיווג העליון דאב דאב עד דסג דאק ועל ידי זיווג זה יוצא שם מה לפנימיות דאק לחוץ דר מצח דאק. So exactly, when we said in the Akdama that the ma is going to come and to mitaken the ben, where does this ma come from? We know that the ben, the malchiyot the ben, came out from the anaim deak. But where does the ben come from? The ma come from? The ma comes from a zivug, another zivug of abd ab and abd sag, which is the by the kakafta, by the head, which is the right brain, left brain of Adam Kadmon being a zivug. And since we have the metzach over there by the two brains, therefore, what comes out from the produce of this zivug is called ma, and the ma will come out from the metzach because it's keneged the mokum of zivug. Hare shem ma hu b'chinat ducha, v'shem ben hu b'chinat nukva. Therefore, we have a good match because ma, which is coming out, is b'chinat zachor, male. V'shem ben hu b'chinat nukva, and the shem ben is a nukva. Lachen b'tchaber shem ma im shem ben nitkan atzilut. Very simple as that. That when the ma comes out, again, that's going to constructive with the ben, the broken vessels, and that's going to make the mitakin the world of atzilut. Now, why is that? Why should these two combinations automatically make a tikkun? Because we know that's the yesod. In order to make a tikkun, you have to have two partners. You have to have the polar opposites of both the partners, ma uben, or otherwise we can say zacho v'nekeva. That's a perfect balance. V'hine itchabrut shem ma im shem ben. Who, by the way, that's the sword of Chazal that says an odom shelo with a person, which a man which is not married, shore belo isha, shore belo simcha, belo v'chule v'chule. A person which is not married doesn't have much success or fruition in his life. Because of this inyan, that a man has to be mishtatif with the koach of nekeva, that makes the miskel, as we said many times. Lachen itchaber shem ma im shem ben nitkan atzilut. V'hine itchaberut shem ma im ben hu bekol madregot atzilut. That happens on all the levels. שאין לך שום פרצוף או ספירה או ניצוץ קטן שבאצילות שאין לו חלק משם מה או משם בן. Because we know that the ben at question, which is the malchiyot the ben, those are the ones who broke, they have eses sfirot. And therefore, when you have the koach of ma and ben coming together, the shtatfut, the joining and the tikkun that happens has to be on all the levels as well. All the levels of the eses sfirot. בהתחברותם ובהתחברם יחד נעשים כל פרטי שלבי הצילות לפרצופים התיקונים בשלימות. And when they come together, they make all the levels which is necessary in order to build the world of הצילות, and all the different levels of ספירות and פרצופים. המוצאים לפעול את הערד והנהגתו של המעציל העליון בתכלית הפירוט ודיוק כפי רצונו לפעול ולעשות בתחתונים. So the Kashvul then will be able to now make the necessary tikkunim via these this world of Atzilut, which now has everything mitukan in it, the entire world of Atzilut, and all the patsufim as well. Because again, we mentioned that the mashal of these patsufim are mashal of pipes. Now the pipe, in order to send something from high up to lower down, the pipe has to be completely straight and has to make sure there's no cracks in it. So again, there was a cracked pipe over here. And therefore what needed to be done is to straighten it, put it back together, straighten it, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Matzil, was able to be mashpia milimala limata. V'nivar od, second paragraph on page 85. V'nivar od b'zei p'chatut me'atz. Hini kval hirzanu hiskarnu le'el. We already mentioned on od chavzayim. Ki ba'olam ha'nikudim kasher yatzu eses svirot ben lo yatzu shleimut. Kol eses svirot pratiyot dikol svirat. We already know that when they came out originally from the Enayim, the Act, they were not shalem, these svirot. They were chaser. Ela shirak yatza malchut dekol svira bilvad, but only what came out, 1/10 of every svira came out. So again, we know there's 10 nikudot that came out from Naim Da'ak. Let's take the first svira. Keta came out, then chokma, and then bina. But you have to realize that in each svira, each svira is made up of 10 nikudot. So you have the mashal keta. So in Keter, you have the Keter of the Keter, you have the Chochmah of the Keter, the Bina of the Keter, Chesed, Chule v'Chule, Ad Malchut the Keter. You have 10 subdivisions in that actual Keter. So what exactly came out? So we're saying 1/10 of that Keter came out. And so on and so forth. 1/10 of the Chochmah came out. 1/10 of the Bina. That's called the Malchut of the Esses Sefirot. Only the Malchut of every sphira came out. That means 1/10 of every sphira came out, which is the malchut. Ela rak yatza malchut dekol sphira bilvad. Hi asirid bekol sphira. Ve'ezeh malchiyot elu hen shenishburu. And these are the 10 sphirot that broke. And this is referred to the Rem is in the pasuk of the Zayim Malachim shenishburu. Now, Olam, atesh sefirot ha'elyon dekol sefirot me'es sefirot ben lo yatzu ba'olam ha'nikudim. Now, what broke again and what came out? Only 1/10. What happened to the other 9/10? The other 9/10 of every single sefirot did not come out. They stayed in the body of Ak. And now it's time for the tikkun. They now are going to come out to mishtativ with the ben hachadash. We said there was a zivug absag the Ak in the moach of Adam Kadmon, so the Ma comes out to Metaken with the new Teisha Sefirot Elyonim of the Ben, and those two Kochot, as we mentioned in the Agdama, are going to come to Metaken the Malchiot the Ben, which originally came out, which broke. Ela nisharu b'shosham b'pnim yudak. Hine kasher nizdavku shum b'shat tikkun ab and ab desag. Shehem chub de Adam Kadmon, which is Chokhma Bina of Adam Kadmon, leotzi et shem chadash me'ametza, yatzu me'enayim de'a gam ha'teisha sefirot elyonot dekol sefira me'eses sefirot ben, shelo yatzu ad ko. Ad yitchabu de'eses sefirot ben actually, I think it's a mistake here, it should be actually, ad yitchabu ha'teish sefirot ben, im ha'eses sefirot ma b'lishlemut kol ha'tzilut v'nitkan olam ha'tzilut. So what came out at the end of the day is that you had the koach of ma, it's called the ma chadash, came out from the metzah, and also you had teish sefirot elyonim of the ben, which came out from the inaim de'ak, which came after ready, again, the Malchut the Ben that came originally, and Mishtatif all together, and they create what's called the Olam Atzilut, which then create all the Patsufim. Okay, very good. Now, let's continue. We're on the second paragraph on page Peivav. Hine. Be'inyan Maluchat HaMelech HaShmini Anika Hadar. We know that the Psukim in Vayishlach tell us the name of all the kings. The last king mentioned in the Psukim, the last king meaning the eighth king, his name was Hadar. Shu Shema Achadash, and connected that, says the Ariza, is the Koach Achadash called the Ma Achadash. Like it says in Pasuk, Katuv, Bereshit Lamedvav, Pasuk Lamedet, Vayimloch Tachtav Hadar, Veshemiro, Pau. Veshemishto, Meitavel, Bat Matred, Bat Meizahav. So he also had a wife, it's mentioned in the pasuk, and her name was Meitavel, and she was a Bat of Matred, and she lived in a Bat Meizahav. And in the Arizal, over there in Shanukudim, is Dorish every single part of this pasuk. Rimizat Oratian Kudusha B'Shem Meitavel, litaken sheva malachim al yedei shema. Now, one of the Ramazim that we find to this theory that we have, that the Ariza presents to us, that the Ma came to fix the other malachim, is actually from his wife, Meitavel. What is that? How do we see that? Otiyad Yitavel em b'gematria ben. The last letters of her name, Yitavel, is the gematria of 52, ben. לרמוז התחברות שמה ושם בן יחדיו שאין דרכה ונוגבה בתיקון הצילות. To show that her first two letters is ma, her last letters, all the gematria is ben. To show this idea that the ma and ben came together in order to make the tikkun in the world of atzilut. Gam yitav, which is part of the letter of her name, first three, not first three, the next three, four, fifth letters. Gam yitav hu lashom tov, amore ale tikkun. Ve'ot yod yutet, and the last two, or the middle two, yutet, rimza nukva shi bechinat chub gematria yutet, 19. Sorry, chava, I made a mistake. That we also find the remez in her name. The inner name is also the two letters of yutet, and the yutet is the gematria of 19, which comes out to exactly the gematria of chava. Chava was obviously Eshet Adam Rishon, for sure she was Mikoach Ben, Mikoach Nukva. Yutetu Milo de Shema, it's also, by the way, the Milo Shema means if you take the Havaya de Ma, which is Yud Vav Dalit, K Aleph, that's the Milo de Ma. The Havaya de Ma. That's what we call it. Now, if you take the milo, meaning you extract the posha, which is yud kevavke, you're left with the gematria of 19. Shehem. Now, when you have the miloy of ma in its fullness, meaning like you said yud vav dalit k aleph vav k aleph, then that miloy is 42, 45. And that's the same gematria of Adam. Of Adam. So that's the remez of Adam Rishon, Chava, coming together and making the tikkun again. That's the mitzad ma and the mitzad ben. Always the same theory comes around. Ki shem ma blia pashut shebo, shemot yod havaya gematria ku. Because the shem, without the pashut, Shebo is the otiot of Avaya, which is Ku. You take away you take away the Pashut, which is Yukevavke, and you come out with the gematria of 26. Nisham imenu yutet otiot, comes out the last 19 otiot, the miloi she'em, vav dalit, aleph, vav, and aleph. That's the what's left when you take out the Pashut. So let me just repeat that if it's not so clear. We have a Miloy Dema, which is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, and then you have the Aleph, and then also you have the Vav Aleph Vav, and then at the last letter is Hey, and then you have Aleph. Okay, that makes it called the Miloy Dema. When you extract the Pashut, meaning you extract the Ikar of the name, which is Yud Kevav, okay, you remove that. What letters are you left with? Vav Dalit, Aleph, Aleph Vav, and Aleph. Now, if you take that Nisha Mimenu, that leaves over the gematria of, let's count it. So you have 6 and 12, and it is altogether you have 26 over there. Vehu ki milui gematria Elokim shehi bechinat nukva bekol makom, and this is the milui of Elohim, and every time we find it. Bahare nirmoz b'shem ishto shelada kol tikkun atzilut na hanas b'vchinat shema im shem ben. Okay, so b'kitzur, through this one little name of Yitavel, you see how many drashas come out from it. The fact that she's a ben, the fact that she has tov in her name, the fact she has ma and ben, shtatfut, and the miluim, as we described, that's shemeram is all the inyan that we spoke about. Okay, let's continue. Now, on page Pei Zayin. Ot Lamed Zayin. Atikun bepam rishona nase al yedei ratzon ha-matziv v'lo al yedei ha-mitzvot shel Yisrael. Now, as we said, the first tikkun that happened in order to create the world of Atzilut was to make the ball rolling. And the way we make the ball rolling is to extract from Adam Kadmon this power called Ma, this power called Ben. Now, who did it? If Adam Ayin Ba'aretz, if Adam Rishon wasn't created yet. So the Matzil, the creator, had done this. עוד למד זיין, אולם עדיין צריך אמנו להודיע, תנח לאחר שנברא אדם ראשון, מובן שתיקון העולמות יעשה על ידי המצוות, אולם בפן בראשונה שנתקון העולמות לאחר שבירה, איך נעשה התיקון? הלא אדם עיים לעבוד את אדמה, לברר ולעלות בירור ניצוצי קדושה כדי להורר את הזיווג העליון להוציא את שם מה החדש מהמטר דעה כדי לתקן העולמות? So, we can understand once Adam HaRishon is created that he did all the tikkunim. But before that, who did the tikkun? That he says, and that the Arizal explains to us. כי בפעם הראשונה שנתקון העולמות היה תיקון ברצון המעציר העליון בעצמו. הקדוש ברוך הוא himself did it. כנרמז בפסוק, נעשית בראשית, בית וב, יעלה מן הארץ, ועד יעלה מן הארץ. והוא כי לעולם לא ייתכן זיווג למעלה לעם של אורות עליונים אלא רק בידורו דלתתה. No, the rule is that the only way you can get anything happening is by having התעוררות מלמטה. התעוררות מלמטה. And that's the only way you can start. First you start things at the lower levels. You make it dorum, means you have a call. You make a tefillah that wakens up the higher spheres, and that the higher spiritual worlds, and therefore you will receive through your ishtadlut, you receive something. But it always starts with us. Now, excuse me. So let's see that. Read that again. ולפני בריאת העולם נעשתה התעוררות מלטטה ברצון המעציל. והוא יברא ברצונו תיקן העולמות בפעם ראשונה. והוא כמו שאמור ברזה בזוהר הקדוש, קט תליג בירותה למברא אלמה, פירוש אריזל, תרצו לומר שעלו מים נוקבים מעליהם לדורו אותו הזיווג עליון הראשון שבאמת הרעג ברצון המעציל בלי להיות שום אדם בארץ שעורר אותו. So again, the rule is you have to start things from the bottom and to the top. The question is, אדם הראשון wasn't born yet, so who was there to make this quote unquote this orirut, this awakenness, to awaken things from the bottom in order to make things come from the top. On that, the Arizal tells us that Akadosh Baruch Hu did this process. He made it process called Aliyat Man, which is this is Inyan Avit Orirut Ve'Aliyah Militata Le'ela, and therefore he also made this Shefa to come down. But that's the system. Start from the bottom, and then go up, and then from the top, comes back down. Obiruta, that means the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hainu, Sod, the Metzach Elyon, the Adam Kadmon, She'ad, Sham, Alu, Maim Nukvim. So the Maim Nukvim, that means the Shivrei Kelim that he had brought up originally, went all the way up into the Metzach, Adam Kadmon, his forehead, where there was a Zivug, Ab, and Sag, that means the right brain, left brain. Veshana says, Zivug, and Yod, Chokhma, Bebina, Deak, Ab, Deab, Im, Ab, De Sag, Lehotzi, Veholid, Et Shemach, Amah, Chadash, Shua Koach, Metakem, Shel, Achalakim, De Shem Ben, Shinifkumu, Venit Batlo, Venishburu, Venetu, Venipazru, Chelkehem, Kol, Ba'arba, Olamot, Tzilu, Breyet, Yasiyah. And therefore, very simply, as he said many times, that this is in order to create the ishtatfut of the Ma'uben in order to reassemble and to create something even greater than what originally broke the Shivrei Kelim. Ulam, לא כל חלקי מלכויות דשם בן נתקנו אז, אלא רק חלקים שייכים לששת ימי בראשית בלבד, כמו שנאמר בזוהר, מנהון יבשמו ומנהון לא ביתעשמו, יתבשמו. אבל חלקים שייכים לתיקון במשך שיטה אלפי שנים נהה ואלמה, על ידי המצווה שישראל את כנעל, תרם שנתבאו אז, מתבררים מתנתקים שם, ואלה כל יום חלקים שייכים לו. So, the question would be at this stage, is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had did the original tikkun for us, then what's left for us to do? If he had raised up all the birurim, and everything was already up and about and gone, and the system had already been done, so what's left for us to do? If all the Shivra Kelim broke and fell in Bria Yitzhasiya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally brought them all up, what's there for us to do? So now the Zohar tells us that only a small portion of that was done for us. A small portion was done for us. Well, actually, I should say 70% was done for us. The VAC was done for us. And all we have to do now is 30%. But 30% was left for us done, for us to do. That's what the Zohar tells us. Okay, so there, I think we'll stop it for here. We're on page now, Pechet, at the top of the page. Okay, we'll continue next time we meet.